What's up, Creamers? It's me, Atcha, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
Don't be jealous when you see me in my fancy clothes. Sexy leather pants, straight from Milan.
And we're going to talk the turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
Stop. I think the American people have been fed so much trash and violence for so long that that they're addicted to it.
We're going to do Brew But Not Poured. John Cena FUs us with his words of wisdom and the John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And we're going to leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode of Wrestling.
What the fuck is an eclair? You know,
it's kind of, yeah. I was always a cream puff boy.
Yeah, I believe that.
Welcome back, creamers. Sammy Daddy, have you watched any wrestling in the last week?
No, not really. Well, yes, but not really. I watched Monday Night Raw on Monday.
Right on, man.
And one match relating to our topic later, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
But no, I was busy. I told you.
Yeah.
Off air before we started recording that I built with the help of my wonderful neighbors, we built a playground for my children.
Wow.
It took 13 hours.
That's quite a long time. I think that's as long as it takes for Arby's to cook their brisket.
Probably, roughly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we should have raced them.
Yeah, well, maybe next time we can make an episode about it.
Oh yeah, for sure. That'll get the viewers in.
Meat Mountain.
Ooh, all right. Never mind. You sold me on it. But yeah, I mean, I tried to keep up as much as I could.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what's going on. So you got to fill me in. Tell me about all the wrestling you watched. What I missed.
I watched Best of the Super Juniors. I watched Best of the Super Juniors. I watched Best of the Super Juniors. Best of the Super Juniors. I watched Dynamite. And I did not watch Collision this week.
Didn't they have a, didn't it cut out or something?
Yeah, was that I guess this? It did. Which, I mean, if you watch it now on Max, it's...
You're good.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. Actually, HBO Max is what they're going back to.
Yeah, what's up with that? John Cena broke the news to me.
Did he really? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Did you see
yeah.
that where he was the Peacemaker yeah. thing? And he's like, so it's HBO Max. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it should have never not been HBO Max.
Not only... should it not have changed, but if somebody goes, oh, where'd you see that, or where do you watch that, or where's it streaming, I say HBO.
Yeah, right.
Never once did I even use the Max part.
Sometimes
even when
I'll say
it was
Max.
Just Max.
Sometimes I'll say Max, but most of the time I say HBO Max, especially if I know that the person isn't super familiar with the app.
Yeah.
Like my sister, for example.
If they're like, oh, where'd you stream that at, I just go, oh, HBO, and I think they know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
And there's been so many. It was like 2 years.
I know. Right? I had HBO Go. I had HBO Now. I had HBO Max. Because back then...
I had one of them.
Barry, the show Barry was on there before they had... Actually, I think there was HBO Go and HBO Now at the same time, and you had to have Now in order to watch Barry back then.
One of them was if you had HBO, you'd get access to it.
Yeah.
And then the other one was like the streaming type of service, but I think it was not everything like it is now. It was specific... Yeah. Shows or movies or whatever. Now, I didn't realize now they have the where they just like stream the channels on there.
Oh yeah,
I kind of like that because it helps me. I'm, you know, the old cliche on those. You spend more time looking for something to watch than watching.
Right. No, for sure, for sure. I've been watching Smallville.
Oh, the Superman.
Yeah, because I'm getting all pumped up about Supes. You know what I mean? I like Smallville. Back in the day.
Did you bring up the trailer last week?
You betcha. But
yeah,
hold on.
Cool.
But hold on. Let's go back to the streaming thing because I have something to say actually in my notes here about streaming. So we were talking about last week about how
streaming?
they have different ratings now for the viewerships for Raw and for Dynamite and how they're saying that they have higher numbers.
We were figuring out if we were marks or not.
I think that they do have higher numbers because this is a report from Nielsen that came out just now.
I don't know who. From
the Nielsen
Simpsons?
Rating, the Nielsen Rating people. According to the report from Nielsen, as of April 2025, 44.3% of people who sat down to watch stuff watched on streaming, while 45.3% watched on cable slash broadcast TV. Streaming numbers have gone up by 14% since April of last year, while cable and broadcast TV has gone down by 7%. So they're finally like equal. And now
That's
I'm
eighty.
sure
That's
like in a
eighty-eight
year's
percent.
time, people aren't even going to be watching cable and
That's
broadcast
eighty-eight.
anymore.
That's 88%.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the other people, wait,
What the fuck are they
88%,
watching on?
45, 45, 44, 44. Yeah. Wait, what?
45 and
Yeah, you're
43.
right. I guess the other people are watching TV on.
Radio?
I didn't. I only got the result, the things I needed for this
Well,
conversation.
I'm not questioning you.
Oh, I
I'm just
know.
curious. What would the other one be? Movie theaters?
Possibly.
Or what would they be watching it on if it's not streaming services or cable? YouTube? Because that's not technically a streaming service.
Yeah, I
Like
guess.
the not
Right,
YouTube TV, I
it's like
would
a
say
video
is.
hosting website or something.
What's
Yeah, you know,
YouTube
I don't know.
TV? Is YouTube TV streaming or is YouTube TV cable?
I would call it streaming
I call it cable, see?
because it's through the internet.
Oh, okay.
Chafio.
I don't know.
All right, but anyhow, the Superman trailer,
Whatever.
you did like
Where's
it.
Oh, I thought it was sweet. I mean, I didn't dislike the first teaser-ish one,
Yeah,
whatever you want to call it.
I know. I think that was
And
just a trailer. I don't know why that's a teaser.
I'm big on we I think I've referenced it in that triple shot video I did that's up on the page, and then I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm
And Creamers,
more into
if you haven't watched it yet, fucking go watch it. What are you waiting for,
Yeah,
man?
what are you waiting for, man? Oh, wow. So I'm not big on watching trailers, but for some reason, I think maybe because you brought it up, I checked it out. And I think there was two things that were really cool for me was that it just was like good and didn't show, I have more questions than answers about what the hell is
Good.
going on.
Good.
And it made it look like it's going to be a fun movie, a good movie. It'll be heavy when it needs to be heavy, light when it needs to be light, whatever, all that. But being from Cleveland, that's the city that we live in.
Yes, it
There's a
is.
lot of, if you're familiar with the city, there's a lot of shots with the skyline, the baseball fields, our baseball field and stuff like that. So it's very cool
Yeah,
to
the
see our city there.
we deserve it. The two dudes that wrote the
Yeah.
comic from the city of Cleveland. The original conception of it was taking place in Cleveland before
Yeah,
they came up with Metropolis.
Metropolis is Cleveland.
Yeah.
People think it's New York. It's supposed to represent New York. Or maybe not. What do they think it's supposed to?
That
Is
meant
Metropolis
that
supposed to be LA?
Metropolis is New York in the daytime and Gotham is New York at night.
Oh. Well, what's Central City?
Probably Chicago. I don't
Fucking
know.
Milwaukee. Some Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Some stupid place.
Yeah, that's dumb. But
You
anyway, the
know,
trailer
yeah,
looked
I don't
cool.
know. Yeah,
This has nothing
I'm
to
glad
do
you
with
thought so.
wrestling.
And I think that the thing too is I liked the DCEU just fine, but like I think the reason that it was not very successful is because those movies aren't exactly what you would call fun. You know what I mean? Batman v
No, they're
Superman,
not.
not a fun movie. Justice League, not a fun movie. Like I like
No,
them, but they're not
they were
fun.
fine.
Superhero movies need to be fun.
I didn't watch Flash.
Don't do it.
Okay.
I
Like
wouldn't do
Michael
it.
Keaton. Michael
Yeah, it
Keaton
doesn't make
is
it
in it.
worth it. He doesn't make it worth it. In
No,
fact,
okay.
you'll probably be more mad if you watch it because of him being in it. You'll be
Oh,
like,
okay.
they're ruining him. I don't think you'll like it. I saw it in theaters, but I was thinking
I
about it
didn't.
earlier. I've even seen the Green Lantern movie, the one everybody hates.
Ryan
I
Reynolds?
saw that twice in theaters. The first time I saw it, I liked it because I liked the
Huh.
Green Lantern. And then the second time I saw it, I was like, oh, people are right. It was not good.
I don't remember. I didn't hate it. I didn't see it in theaters. I saw it
Yeah.
on a DVD, but oh,
Back
whatever.
then, I went to see most of the superhero movies more than once, just because I had just had a lot of just money that I didn't really have bills,
You're right. You had disposable income,
and
they call that.
I liked to go to the theater. I still do.
I don't.
No.
It's got to be a certain movie. Because a
Yeah.
lot of movies, if it's any kind of like thriller or drama or whatever you want to call like those, I'd rather watch that at home for sure. Superhero movies, if it's the right one, I'd like to go to the movie theater. Or it's something if it's something that I don't want to get spoiled.
Okay.
But I
Fair
really
enough.
don't care very often.
Yeah.
So like that Deadpool and Wolverine I went and saw at the movie theater.
Right on.
And then before that it was like John Wick 4.
Oh, okay. Well, you do love those movies.
Yeah, so like that I'm like I don't even want to accidentally see something. So
Yeah. I mean, I have you been to the Phoenix Theater?
no, you told me about it though. It's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, and it's Dolby Atmos. It has like surround like crazy surround sound. It's
Oh, okay.
like they before the movie it like demonstrates it for you 'cause like it's in your back, like you feel it in your seat.
That's cool.
It's the best.
Well, maybe something cool will come out. I'll go there.
Yeah, let's go see Superman.
Oh, that's a good idea. We'll go. We'll do a review.
Right. I'm sorry to yell into your
Russell,
ear like that.
Russell Cream on screens.
It's
Creamer.
the only sound
Hell
effect
yeah.
that I know will work, or maybe this one.
Everyone's coming.
To see Superman this summer at a local
Perf.
theater.
Perfect.
So, a lot of wrestling, huh? Can
Yeah.
you tell I didn't watch any wrestling?
Can you comment
Creamer.
below and let us know if you can tell that Sammy Daddy didn't watch a lot of wrestling in the last 7 days?
Yeah, sorry everybody. Let you down. I'm ready for this week. I'm just not up to date
Yeah.
on visually inspecting wrestling.
I've been really enjoying this Best of the Super Juniors. It's actually,
This your is
excuse me.
this like your first? I know
This
you're
is the,
familiar with
yeah.
it, but is it your first time in it?
Well, like last year when I started watching New Japan on their app and everything like that, I didn't always know when these kind of things were going to be. And then when I would see that they happened, it would be like I'd already seen like what happens and stuff. So like I didn't really feel like
Yeah, it
watching
takes
it.
you
I'm
out of
like,
it.
you know what? The G1's the only important one. Screw this soup Best of the Super Juniors. And then I decided to just check it out because I'm like, oh, I know Nick Wayne's in there and Kevin Knight. And I know a lot.
Well, and
I know all the guys basically
you're
now.
watching more New Japan and more wrestling,
Yeah.
so you're more familiar with the guys. So,
Yeah.
oh, I know these half of the competitors.
Freaking
Screw it.
Clark Connors, the dude from the Bullet Club War Dogs that teams up with Drilla Maloney.
Of
He
course.
he's like a cowboy kind of character, and he has a new gimmick
Well,
that
that's
he started
original.
doing. He started doing in this tournament where he uses an entire wheel as a weapon.
Like
He comes
a
out with
like
a
from
car wheel with a tire around
like a
it.
wagon.
Like a car
Like
wheel.
a car wheel? Like a tire? Are you trying
Yes.
to say tire?
A tire with the wheel inside.
Really?
And he fucking bashes them with it.
That's an interesting
Yeah,
choice
it is.
for a
It is
cowboy.
different. Yeah, I know, right?
You think he would use a horseshoe?
You think he would? But he fucked up, man.
Are there horse
Let's see
socks?
if this one works. You hear that?
Nope.
Dang it.
It went.
It went. What can
I
you
have that
do?
one.
I didn't hear that.
I know.
Well, anyways, it's been a good tournament. It's my favorite tournament I've ever watched, actually.
Favorite tournament ever.
Yeah, because it's
That's
just
high praise.
it being a round robin tournament. And so you know what I realized why I like more matches and stuff like that than the storylines? Because I don't watch sports. You know what I
Right.
mean? So
This is your
this
sport.
is like a sport. It's being presented, you know, the best of the Super Juniors in the tournaments in New Japan are presented like sports. And so this
Yeah,
is like
okay.
the equivalent of that for me, where I'm like, oh man, this team's facing this team, but except
No,
it's
I
like
agree.
people.
No, that makes sense because there's a lot of times, and I think it's a complaint you'll see, like when I know it's like the biggest thing, but like when the Super Bowl's on, they do 8 hours of coverage before the game, and a lot of it is telling people's backstory and how they got there, or troubled upbringings, or
Yeah.
adversity they overcame to get to this spot, and can they do it and stuff like that. And I get that, and I can respect it, and it's good, but it's also like, well, I want less story in my sport.
Right.
Maybe because I get my story fill
Yeah.
from my pro wrestling.
That's what I'm thinking.
The last true sport, the one true sport. What do they call it?
I've heard it both ways.
Well, I mean it. Both ways.
Good. I've discovered some new guys, though. Mao. He's super cool,
Ninja
dude.
Mac.
Ninja Mac, of course. Even though Ninja Mac, by the way, he like loses every match in this tournament
Mean,
because
he's trying his best, though.
he gets too cocky and he poses and then he gets
Yeah.
beat up. The last the match that he had after the one where he did those flips that everybody liked, he
Yeah.
did another kind of crazy spot. And then he got and he put his like he went up to the camera. He said, Pat McAfee, what do you think of that?
That's cool. That's funny.
Yeah. I was like, huh, if Sam was watching this, probably would have popped him.
That's well, it's a smart move because it'll get back to him.
Right.
Then he'll maybe he comments or shares it or whatever. It's a good move by Ninja Mac.
Yeah.
He's gonna be big time. Can't wait to see him on NXT.
I guess. Yeah, right. Right. I guess before he was a wrestler, he was in Circus. How do you say it?
Circus Soleil.
Is that how you say it? I feel like I was saying it wrong.
I'm closer than you.
You are definitely closer than me.
Circus de Soleil.
That's what about
you say it quicker.
Creamers, let us know in the comments what we're talking about.
How do you say that? Let us know in the comments how to pronounce that.
Yeah, type it out and then, you know, with like hyphens and stuff.
Like the thing. Mason Rock, I think I sent you that. So Ninja Mac was a performer that became a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And then a wrestler that became a performer in Cirque du Soleil is Mason Ryan from WWE, the new Nexus. Yeah.
He's the reverse Ninja Mac.
He's in the... There's a big dragon out front of the place at the MGM. He's in that one.
Little Batista.
I don't know that. Ra. It might be called Ra.
That sounds like it would be a thing.
I don't know if that's right. But there's like a big dragon, and it looks really cool, and I believe it's like Japanese-themed.
That's sick.
So exciting.
Ninja Mac would love it.
I wonder which one he did. Oh, I think that's the one in the ocean or the water.
That sounds good.
There's a Michael Jackson one.
Oh, that's I've seen when I was in Las Vegas. I remember.
I saw the Beatles one.
Billboards. Oh, and that for the Beatles. And you saw it?
I saw that one when we went the first time. It was awesome. As a Beatles boy, I very much enjoyed it. You know all the songs. I had the CD of Love. That was the name of it.
Yeah.
So I kind of, I don't think the CD does it justice, and it's really sure. I listened to it a couple times. I didn't really like it because you need the visuals.
Right.
But they did a good job. I liked it so much. I went to it as a Beatles fan, but I came out of it as a Cirque du Soleil fan. So I would see any show.
Hell yeah, man. All right, Sammy Daddy, are you ready?
For something wrestling related?
You ready?
What'd you say?
I said, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
So, Creamers, we're going to do Brewed But Not Poured. I'm sure you remember when we did Brewed But Not Poured before, but we're doing it again. In case you don't remember, we take unfinished wrestling storylines that were just abandoned, you know, like a kid you don't want. And then we finish the story, as it were. Okay? Sammy Daddy? Why don't you let the Creamers at home know what we're talking about today?
Oh, well, after much deliberation, we decided that this week's Brewed But Not Poured would be Adam Rose and the Bunny. So, if you're not familiar, let me catch you up to speed at least a little bit, a quick synopsis. Picture it. The Raw after WrestleMania 30, April 7th, 2014. Vignettes begin airing for an NXT superstar named Adam Rose, along with his Exotic Express and he was a party guy. He was a party animal, and he had a group that would always be with him that he called the Rosebuds. It actually was fun. Do you remember this?
Of course. I still watched at the time.
Okay. It was a catchy theme song. He would come out with, I don't know, 10, 12, maybe more people. They would party and dance. It kind of looked like a moving rave. And he would get up on the apron and then just fall, like a trust fall back into their hands. And he would... It was kind of like crowd surfing, but if the crowd moved. So it was a fun thing. And he'd always say, don't be a lemon. Remember that? Don't be a lemon.
I actually forgot about that.
You want a little fun fact?
I'd love one.
I think it's a wrestling fun fact, but you'll like it. So the Rosebuds was usually independent wrestlers or NXT wrestlers. You want to know a couple Rosebuds that you might have heard of?
Give me them.
Braun Strowman, Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Deonna Purrazzo, QT Marshall, Scarlett Bordeaux, Tessa Blanchard, and Zelina Vega.
That's crazy.
Amongst others.
That is wild.
So it is kind of funny. If you actually check out on social media, on TikTok, look for Russell Cream, and Is That Sammy Daddy on Instagram. I'm going to post a pretty funny video I found of it. I didn't tell you. I forgot to send it to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to post that at some point. I'm probably going to post it more of a teaser, but whatever. Anyway, Adam Rose and his Rosebuds and his party, shortly after the vignette start airing, makes his debut on the main roster on the Raw brand. He comes out, he wins, he has fun, he annoys the bad guys, it's great. In September of 2014, Rose begins teaming with a popular Rosebud that stuck out, the Bunny, which was literally someone in a bunny costume. The problems began when the Bunny kind of started outshining Adam Rose, both in and out of the ring. The Bunny was very athletic and very popular with the crowd. But due to his rising popularity, Adam Rose became jealous, and their relationship got kind of complicated and a bit abusive. Adam Rose was regularly attacking the Bunny out of frustration after losses. And despite its best efforts, the Bunny trying to help Adam Rose win usually would cause him to lose, which would also cause more beatings. And for some reason, he stuck around. But after a particularly bad beating to both Rose and the Bunny from Kane that left the Bunny in a neck brace, Rose again beat up the Bunny severely enough that the Bunny disappeared from TV. And that was also around the time there was a change, and Adam Rose went from being the life of parties to pooping on them.
What
that was
pooper.
His thing, pooping on parties, party pooper. So, under his new straight-legs persona, Adam Rose would have a match against Fandango. Remember him? On Main
you
Event.
Bet I do.
Do you remember the show Main Event, where there wasn't a lot of main events?
Yeah, right.
Rose secured the win thanks to a distraction from a returning but much darker Bunny that mysteriously appeared at ringside sitting on the barricade. Besides being suggested in a few vignettes, that was the only appearance of the Bunny. And that was the end of the storyline. Until now.
Ooh. All right, you want to go first?
I can.
It's up to you.
I'm ready.
Sammy Diddy,
you ready for this?
What do you got?
So, as I said, this one appearance only happened on Main Event. So, bringing this act to the main roster, Adam Rose would go on a winning streak against lower and mid-card superstars with the help of his new evil friend. Using this new strategy, Adam Rose took his success to the Royal Rumble.
Ooh.
And again, that rascally wabbit helped Adam Rose win the Royal Rumble by systematically using their 2-on-1 advantage to eliminate all the other entrants. With the Royal Rumble won and his guaranteed championship match at WrestleMania in hand, Adam Rose and the Bunny did the unthinkable. And that they would be using the opportunity to challenge Tyson Kidd and Cesaro for the WWE Tag Team Championships.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's so important I have to flip pages. So, the weeks leading to WrestleMania are littered with the bodies of every tag team the WWE has to offer, as the Bunny's athleticism and Adam Rose's pure hatred are too much for any team to handle. WrestleMania really isn't that much of a different story, as the tag team champions fall to this unholy alliance. As tag team champions, Rose and the Bunny's dominance continues. The champs run wild through the tag division, demolishing all who dare challenge their reign. They remain champions until their retirement from in-ring competition.
Wow.
So nobody could stop them.
That's crazy.
You know how they always talk about immovable force?
You bet.
Or wait, irresistible force and immovable object? Well, this is if they teamed up.
Holy shit.
So, yeah.
You can't stop that.
No, you can't.
They can't even stop each other.
No, never. And that's why they're together.
Dang.
So where are we at? Right here. The now forever tag team champions disappear from the wrestling scene, only to be seen once a year in vignettes showing their lives in a secluded cabin in the woods.
Oh, wow.
This continues for the remainder of their natural lives, with the last vignette finally revealing the mystery. On his deathbed, with his best friend by his side, Adam Rose reflects with a sly grin on his life of party pooping and mayhem. With his final breath, he lets out one word, Rosebud.
Whoa.
Yeah. Beside the now lifeless body, the bunny inhales and exhales, removing his bunny head and finally revealing his identity. The camera behind the now unmasked bunny slowly closes in to catch his first words. What the fuck does that mean? Turning around to the camera, the bunny is revealed to be none other than Adam Rose.
Oh my God.
His eyes turn yellow like Michael Jackson in the Thriller video as Vincent Price's laugh is heard as the camera fades to black.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to take it all the way to the rest of their lives.
Well, I don't know if I did, because it was Adam Rose.
Holy shit. Yeah.
So it's kind of like
when Luke Skywalker had that dream that has, you know, he fucking knocked off the helmet or whatever of
Vader.
Yeah, and
it was Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
except
what I was.
Even better.
I was going for a Star Wars Citizen Kane mashup.
Wow. That was something else. It.
Yeah, I'm not super happy with it, but that's okay.
No, I liked it. I think it was good, man. I'll give you mine.
Give it to me.
With tension in the relationship, Adam Rose stares daggers at the bunny as they await his entrance music to hit in gorilla position. He says, "Bunny, you better fucking fall in line, you hear me?" The bunny turns his head like a puppy, like that, and then nods in agreement. Yeah. The music
like Kane
hits.
Used to do?
Yes. The music hits, Adam Rose has his match, and afterwards, him and the Rosebuds all start to celebrate as they make their way up the ramp, but someone isn't with them. Adam Rose looks around for the bunny before realizing he's standing in the middle of the ring. Rose starts to wave over the bunny as he angrily yells for him to come with them. The bunny shakes his head no. Adam Rose starts storming towards the ring after telling the Rosebuds to wait at the top of the ramp. Adam Rose is nearly to the ring when the bunny grabs his head, which stops Adam in his tracks. The bunny pulls off his helmet, mask thingy, to reveal himself to be Paul London.
What?
But this isn't the same flippy tag team smiling at Vince McMahon before the explosion, Paul London.
Yeah.
This is something different. London grabs a mic and says, "I'm here to tell you a little story. See, I've been traveling all over this galaxy, picking up techniques to fight using my style.
Mm-hmm.
The harder I fought, the more I disappeared. But I realized that I was lost. Then I started following the White Rabbit, and everything changed." Adam Rose looked puzzled as the lights in the arena went out. With the lights still out, London says into the microphone, "I'm not alone. I've brought Saltador and Mala Suerte," is that how you say his name?
With Mala Suerte.
The lights come on and Saltador and Mala Suerte begin beating up the Rosebuds. Adam Rose runs over, but the lights go back off. When the lights come back on, Paul London is no longer in a bunny suit. He's now wearing a top hat and glasses.
What?
But there's someone in the... so there's someone else in the bunny suit now, someone larger than London. They take the head thingy off to reveal it is the White Rabbit, Killer Cross, and he beats the living shit out of Adam Rose. The following week on Raw, the Authority are in the ring, and they demand this new Rabbit Tribe, or whatever they're calling themselves, get into the ring now. The Rabbit Tribe make their way to the ring, and the Authority tell them they think they could work together to make WWE better. They say it's what's best for business. Paul London is handed a microphone, and he says the only thing that's best for business is not business at all. The rest of the Lucha Underground roster storms the ring, and they all attack the Authority, including Steph. The WWE roster rushes out, only to be taken out by Lucha Underground's roster. Dario Cueto comes out and announces that the WWE is no more. This is Lucha Underground now. The end.
Oh, yeah. This is my temple!
I should have said that.
That one, no, I didn't mean
that one I made specifically for you.
That was, I'm all about it.
Yeah. I didn't watch the season that had the Rabbit Tribe.
No.
Mm-mm.
It was good.
That's why
it
I wasn't
was
sure how to pronounce those dudes' names.
Salamorte. Salamort, not Morte.
But the White Rabbit was Killer Cross, right?
Yes.
But he wasn't called Killer Cross.
I think he was just the White Rabbit.
Yeah. But I wanted to make sure that the Creamers knew who the F I was talking about.
Yeah. Karrion Kross, Killer Kross.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Paul London, and then the other one was, or there was two other guys with him, wasn't there?
I think there was, well, from what I was reading online, it was Saltador, the other guy, whatever, and then
Mala, I think Saltador was El Mariachi Loco, who is a good friend that I've met twice, but
friend of
that's
the
okay.
show.
Yeah. And the other one was Lil Cholo. They
No,
tag
really?
teamed for a while. They were the Lucha homies.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
And who else did they? Oh, they were obsessed with Masquerita Sangrada,
Really?
the miniature version of Sangrada
That's funny.
or Masquerita, whatever it is. But yeah, so they would chase him, and then he was part of it too. But yeah, so that was fun. The Rabbit Tribe was cool because it was part of it, but like separate. Where everything else was like, and I'm sure they would have, if it would have continued, they would have been in there more, but they were intertwined to a point, but they were also like their own standalone thing.
Okay.
So almost like your, not like your bathroom break, but like your breath between stories, like the big story. The show
Okay.
would open with the big
I get you.
story, then you'd get that, and then like the main event kind of thing.
Right
That
on,
was
man.
awesome.
Right
I
on.
like that a
Hey,
lot.
thanks, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, now creamers.
Mine was just not good.
I'm sorry, but creamers, what we do next in this brew, what is it, brew but not poured, is we take a little bit of my story, a little bit of Sammy Daddy's story, and we tell ChatGPT, and then ChatGPT makes a story. And then the creamers, comment below who you think won, me and Sammy Daddy or ChatGPT. But yeah, your story was good, dude.
I appreciate it. I almost typed Adam Cole. His name is not Adam Cole.
The best part was that first of all, I liked that it was Adam Rose under there.
Yeah, I couldn't come up with anybody that I thought was good enough to fill it, so I'm like, we gotta
Yeah.
go big swerve.
I mean, I didn't see it coming.
And then I always liked the beginning of the Thriller video. Well, I guess I liked the whole Thriller video, but I always liked the ending of it. You know what I'm talking about? Where he goes, and his eyes are yellow like the
Yeah.
werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what do you want? I got, can you please finish the unfinished WWE storyline of the mystery of Adam Rose's bunny and
Say like say include the Rabbit Tribe from Lucha Underground
okay.
and Adam Rose and his and the bunny becoming lifetime tag team
And
champions until
the movie Citizen Kane.
ooh, that's a good.
Because that gives it a little bit to work with.
Yeah.
Is it Kane like Kane?
I think it's Citizen.
Or with a C? I thought it
It's
was a
definitely it's
K.
with a C, but I don't remember if there's an I in there or not. I don't think there is. I think it's just a C. Is it,
That's
maybe
what
it is a
they're.
K, actually.
I'm just gonna, they'll know what Citizen Kane means.
Yeah, though, yeah,
Can
you
you
will.
please finish the unfinished WWE storyline of the mystery of Adam Rose's bunny and include the Rabbit Tribe from Lucha Underground in the movie Citizen Kane? Oh,
Yeah.
what did we say? 400 words? 200 words?
Yeah, some yeah, whatever. Two
I'm gonna
one.
say 240-ish word. No, that's way too
Okay.
many. 222-ish
Interesting,
words.
interesting number.
Here, all right. So it says, absolutely. Here's a 222-word Wrestle Cream style take on an unfinished WWE storyline with a twist of Lucha Underground and Citizen Kane, and it did spell like Kane.
Okay.
All right. For months in 2014, the WWE universe was tormented by one question: who is the bunny? Adam Rose's eccentric entourage danced weekly, but the bunny, nimble, strangely aggressive, and oddly over, stood out. Fans speculated wildly: Justin Gabriel? Sami Zayn?
That's
But
funny
then
'cause wasn't it him?
silence. It was Justin
Yeah.
Gabriel. The bunny vanished. I'm going to tell you something about that when I'm done with this. I think
Okay.
you'll get a kick out of it. In an alternate, superior timeline, the bunny's arc took a turn when he was unmasked mid-match, not as a disgruntled wrestler, but as a silent emissary from the Rabbit Tribe of Lucha Underground, led by the enigmatic, I know the word, but I can't say it.
I think you said it right.
Enigmatic White Rabbit. The tribe claimed the bunny had been lost in the realms between promotions, searching for a rose. Backstage vignettes revealed Adam Rose as a fallen aristocrat, living in delusion, mistaking his exotic express for a lavish estate. The bunny wasn't just his sidekick, it was his guilt, hopping around like a white-suited rosebud.
Damn.
In the final segment, a battered Rose Sipping tea alone, muttered his last word. Bunny. Cut to black. Later, Wyatt unearthed a dusty film reel in the Firefly Funhouse, Citizen Kane style, revealing Rose's childhood pet bunny, a symbol of lost innocence, now possessed by the rabbit tribe.
Dang, dude.
The bunny wasn't a man in a suit. It was an idea. A haunting. A cracked mirror reflecting the broken party prince within. The end.
Oh, wow. Creamers, let us know, who do you think did a better job, me and Sammy Daddy or ChatGPT? And you already know the answer is definitely me and Sammy Daddy.
I think that was ChatGPT's best outing, though.
Really?
Or at least since Carmen Electra time traveled.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Yeah. That was definitely good.
The white Hummer.
ChatGPT did a good job, but I don't think ChatGPT is any match for the Wrestle Cream Boys.
No. No, we're still AI.
You're beautiful boy.
More like a bye. Shoot. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm shooting. So during my research looking up to make sure I remembered stuff, there was an interview with Justin Gabriel, who you alluded to was the actual man in the bunny costume.
Yeah.
And it was that time in a long time. But there was a time in WWE when you were lower on the card, they really didn't care what you had to say.
Yeah.
And they would just start stuff. And obviously, that's why we have a whole segment about it. They would start stuff and not finish it. And he would constantly throw ideas out. And he said he would try anything and they weren't buying it. And then he finally came up with one where the bunny would show up and there would be dried blood on the costume and he'd be drinking and he'd be out there wrestling and he would be doing good, almost winning championships. But that out of control lifestyle would catch up to him and cause him to lose the matches. And it would just go on for a little while until one time a referee finds him passed out in the back and the rabbit head falls off and it's Vince McMahon.
What?
And that Vince McMahon would just, like, they would ask him about it and Vince McMahon would go, I don't know, I just, when I put that suit on, I just black out or something like that.
Wow.
Like, he pitched something like that and I thought, that's really funny.
That is hilarious.
And I think that's what made me go the Adam Rose being the bunny route. Because I'm like, it can be anybody. It literally can be anybody.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily be realistic.
I thought that was cool. But yeah, Justin Gabriel actually was the bunny, but for storyline purposes, nope. He said they came up with a whole, he called it like Donnie Darko-esque.
Okay, that makes sense.
Frank the Rabbit from that. That's what they wanted to kind of get to something like that. And him and Adam Rose really tried. So I really wish we did get to see what they came up with.
Sammy Daddy, what's the John Cena quote of the week?
Well, the John Cena quote of the week is, attraction is what brings us together. Connection keeps us together. Find someone you are strongly attracted to, then be brave enough to allow connection and communication. The result will be an unbreakable bond.
So, Creamers at home,
Creamer.
As you've probably heard, Wrestle Cream, that's me and Sammy Daddy, are
that's us.
A sponsor for an upcoming wrestling event, Old Wrestling Murder Mystery. It's a murder mystery wrestling event. As Sammy Daddy told us last week, every one of these old wrestling events has a storyline that takes place over the entire event. This one is a murder mystery.
Because it's spooky. Because it's taking place Friday, June 13th at the Beachland Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio.
This is the city we live in.
So to go along, it is the city we live in. So to go along with the spooky feels of the day, what's more spookier than a murder mystery and a wrestling show?
Exactly. And if you do go, and the tickets are in the description, if you want to purchase some ticks, if you're in the local area of Cleveland, Ohio, the city that we live in, if you do go, you can run into me, Hot Joe, and Sammy Daddy, and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, you can go, is that Sammy Daddy?
You
can... And I'll say, yeah.
Is that Sammy Daddy?
I don't know if you heard it.
I did. And I, you can. You, June 13th, Beachland Ballroom, Cleveland, Ohio. You can say that too.
be there.
You can say whatever you want.
Fucking square, dude. Johnny Arson, friend of the show, a local hip hop and R&B artist.
Mm-hmm. And R&B?
No, probably not.
Okay.
But anyways, him and his brother, who's also a local rapper called Jay Ripper. Those two blokes are creamers.
Creamers.
And they purchased tickets to the old wrestling show.
They're going?
Yeah, so we...
I was hoping they're going to
go. We sold two tickets, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we
you
did.
You know what I mean?
You're
we
welcome.
Promoted it. They heard it on the pod, and now they're going. We did it.
That's two. I think my neighbors are going, so that's four.
Dang, man, look at us go.
It's just it's almost, and I don't want to be boastful, but it's almost like a wrestle cream show that wrestling happens to be at.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Yeah.
It's getting out of control. But no, obviously the highlight is the wrestling. You should go for the wrestling.
For sure.
Even if you don't like us.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
You should go and support it. It's a fun night for the crowd. I've referenced it before. Any wrestlers that have ever participated in it have only spoken highly of the experience. And I know there's a lot of wrestlers that said, even when I am done performing their regular schedules on the independent scene, they would still want to be a part of this in one way or another. So that speaks highly for the promotion and how it's run and the atmosphere what they do.
Right. And how often do you, like, it's a very unique wrestling promotion. How often do you get to step into a whole different world when you go to a wrestling show? It takes place in the 1920s-ish, 1940s. Yeah. Sometimes people's characters seem, like we said before, it's a murder mystery for crying out loud.
It is nothing you've ever seen before.
Yeah.
I can promise you. As a wrestling fan, you've never seen it. As somebody, if you're not into wrestling, this would be, I can think of people saying, hey, I'm not really into wrestling, but that was fun.
For sure. I could definitely be saying that. Yeah. I remember I'm sorry.
It's interesting.
You bet it is. I used to work at Dunkin' Donuts maybe like 10 years ago, and old existed at the time. And I think that was when I just first heard about it. And I would tell people at work about it. Nobody there was a wrestling fan. And every single one of them was like, that sounds kind of fun. So I think you're right.
They were right.
Mm-hmm.
They are right. And they're still right. They were right 10 years ago and they're right now.
I know that's right. So yeah, same right now. So creamers, just buy your goddamn tickets, okay? And when you go, say Wrestle Cream sent you. Now,
tell everybody.
Now it's time for our what is it? Fucking match count.
We say the number of things we watched related to wrestling and that were matches.
Mm-hmm. It's a match count of 2025, the year of our lives. Sammy Daddy, that's would you like to go first? You would like Hot Joe to go first?
I'll go first because I didn't do good. 334.
334? What was your match?
Yeah, not very many.
Because I know it was related to your...
So the reason I picked it is because it was just kind of fun. Not as far back as old wrestling, but to go back in time a little bit. Go back, 11 years. I watched the main event match between Adam Rose and Fandango.
Nice.
Where the dark version of the bunny, I was going to say first appeared, but first and last appeared. And it wasn't a technical masterpiece. It wasn't something anybody besides us has probably talked about in quite a while. Sure. But I always liked Fandango.
Yeah, he's great.
It was
Dirty Dango.
It was face Fandango. So it was kind of weird because he didn't come out with like the normal dance moves. Mm. He came out just doing the cha-cha-cha thing, which was fine or whatever. Yeah. But it was cool to, like I said, I think I alluded to it earlier, that it is fun to see these unfinished storylines and kind of get back into that mindset of like, oh, there's potential here. Obviously, we're far enough removed to know that absolutely nothing came of it until today.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of fun to see that and be like, oh, that was kind of fun. Or I do remember that. So, I didn't watch a lot of wrestling, obviously, but I'm going with that for my match of the week. Adam Rose, Fandango, main event.
Oh, yeah. Creamers, why don't you go?
What's your match of the week? Creamers, go watch it on Peacock.
Creamers, you heard the man. Go to peacock.com / main event / Adam Rose / Fandango and check that match out for yourself.
Reamer.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, just Google it or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It's my probably match, free on YouTube.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to copyright strike that match.
No, nah, maybe we'll try and put it up. Probably not, though.
Yeah, probably not. But we might. My
Keep an eye.
Match count for 2025, the year of my life, is 402 matches.
Fuck me.
My 400th match was Francesca Okira versus Master Wato from the Best of the Super Juniors. My match of the week is Mao versus Titan at Best of the Super Juniors.
This know, Super dude. Juniors thing is killing me.
I know. I feel bad. I'm like, dang, he finally got the lead, and now it probably seems like I'm just like, I'm like, no way, man.
You know how I keep track in my notes or whatever where I put the date and what we said? So for May 6th, I put, took the lead. And then May 13th, I put, lost the lead.
What's today?
Because I think you were winning except for that 1 week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not letting you get 83 weeks on me. I'm no WWF in the late 90s.
I would never call you WWF in the late 90s. I hope you know that, Sammy Daddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. But I know, dude. This, especially the Super Juniors, it's like every show is a 10-match card, and there's like four a week.
No, it's cool to, if it's wrestling or whatever it is, but especially something like, as much as we like wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to get into something like that makes you want to watch it. Oh, I got to, maybe, like you said, it already happened, but you're going to watch it tomorrow. You don't know what happened.
I mean, my guy is Mao. I never seen him before, but I love him. Actually, okay. I guess I did see him before because apparently he was in some of the earlier AEWs, but he had a different gimmick and stuff.
Yeah, but you don't remember, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, right. And so, and he's a DDT guy.
He was the chairman.
Yeah.
I believe. I could be wrong.
He's good though. He wears like fucking Vans and shit. He's cool. And then
you told me about him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then
you talked to me about him.
And then this whole tournament made me finally like Nick Wayne.
And that's
actually,
always,
I wouldn't even say finally.
Good.
Cause dude, okay, he wins his first match. I'm like, okay, it makes sense. They're gonna let him win his first one and make him look like he's a champion for and stuff too, you know, Ring of Honor TV champion. Then he wins his second match against the junior heavyweight champion, Desperado. And then he wins and wins until he faces Kevin Knight. Now, Kevin Knight, you know, from AEW, his only lost matches. And when they face each other, Kevin Knight was the first person to beat Nick Wayne in this tournament. And
you're seeing that bumps him up.
Yep. And so it's a fun tournament. There's all sorts of storylines that are deriving in the tournament. Because, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's cool. It's very well booked.
The tournament is the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And you can appreciate that, but there's also, like you just said, the little storylines in there that add a little bit. Because even though you're more of the, I just want some good wrestling guy, you need a little story there. If it's just a tournament just to be a tournament, it's boring.
Right. And I think that telling stories in the wrestling is like, you know, if you could pull off doing that, then I think you know what you're doing, you know?
Well, and I'm not going to act like I'm any sort of expert, but I feel like New Japan would be the best at that.
I think they are, man, because it's
I don't know if it's them or the performers that go there or that they like or what. I don't whatever. Maybe it's a combination.
Yeah.
But they from the times I do watch, they get me invested in people that I've never seen or heard of or know very little about. I'm at least like, all right, I get it. They make it. It's definitely a different style than what WWE or even AEW, I think, does.
Yeah.
Or I'll say America or Mexico, anywhere, not Japan.
Yeah,
it's really different than anything, and they know how to draw you in. They know what they're doing. It is very, I don't know, I don't want to say cinematic, because that's a whole different thing in wrestling, but it almost is just in the storytelling aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so. I mean, like the best. So, you know, my match of the week was Mao versus Titan, but neither of those guys are New Japan guys. Titan is from CMLL.
Oh, and that's in Mexico.
Yeah. And when they talk, and so, like, you know, the commentators make sure to clue you in during the matches, like, okay, this guy's been in three Best of the Super Juniors. He's never made it to the finals. Or like this guy, or like, you know, Hiromu Takahashi has won the most Best of the Super Juniors out of any wrestler in New Japan history, things like that. And then you're just like, okay. And it's like, even if you'd never watched it before and you're watching this tournament, the commentators are cluing you in on what's going on enough. And the matches are so good that I think you'd be like, this is really a fun experience. And again, like when Nick Wayne lost to Kevin Knight, I was like, no, because I want
Are
him
you
to.
kidding me?
I want him to go all the way to the finals and then lose because I don't want him to win the thing. I want Mao to win.
Yeah. I hope maybe Christian Cage should show up and cost him. That's not going to happen.
No, that would be insane.
Maybe. Hey, that's what's going on. That's his dad, you know?
Yeah, dads do that, man. Except for Sammy Daddy, the best dad in the business.
My best.
Suck a dick, Todd. What is it? Was it one guy?
Christian?
No, that one dude that fucking slipped under the ring.
Titus O'Neil.
Titus O'Neil. Suck a dick, Titus O'Neil. Didn't he win like Dad of the Year or some shit?
Oh, he did win something like that.
Yeah, but he's no Sammy Daddy.
No. He's Titus O'Neil. Hurrah, hurrah. He does that.
Gross.
Actually, he lost to Adam Rose and the Bunny in tag team matches when he was tag teaming with Heath Slater. They were Slater Gator.
Dang.
Yeah, that was their team name was Slater Gator.
Wow.
So it's funny you brought him up
they
of all
it.
Wrestlers.
Yeah. So, Sammy Daddy, do you have any room for cream?
Probably. Let me look. I think of things.
While you're looking, I'll just blurt mine out because it's last week. Last week I said to you, creamers at home, that I am a mark for Bong Joon-ho, film director from Korea, South Korea. And then it occurred to me, I hadn't really seen all his movies. You know, I haven't watched fucking The Host. I haven't watched Mother. So I watched those movies. And by God,
The Host, The Monster from the Water.
Yeah.
I seen that one.
Did you?
Yeah,
that's
well,
the guy who
it
directed.
Being a big deal. I rented
that's the
it.
dude who directed Parasite, made that movie.
I feel like that was cool.
Yeah,
if I remember it.
I watched Mickey 17 too, and it was a movie that I don't know if I liked it or didn't like it. I just don't know. It kept my attention, I'll tell you that for sure.
I don't know if that, I guess that, I don't know. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. I was definitely entertained.
It made you feel some type of way.
It made me go, I mean, it was just such a bizarre movie, and there were so many weird things that, like, you know, a character would be like, state their goal for that moment, you know, in any other movie, they'd just go do that thing. But then as they're starting to walk in that direction, somebody will interrupt them. And then you're like, and then that'll get solved, and then it'll get interrupted again. But this is like in a scene, and it was just weird. But
really,
it was weird. But it was all right. But Mother, though, that movie, if you ever get the chance to watch, I think it's on HBO
Mother?
Max. Yeah, it's Mother. It's in Korean, but it's good. There's this. I won't even get into it. It's just a good
Wait,
goddamn good
HBO
movie.
Max.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Have you figured out your RFC?
Yeah, I can pick one of these.
Pick them away,
I got
Sammy
so
Daddy.
Many. I got so many to pick from. I think everything I have written so is, or everything I put down is wrestling related.
Oh yeah, man.
But I had an idea for a show. I guess I don't know where they would do it because I don't know how much longer they're going to be on Peacock. But it would work with Peacock. Have you heard of The Office?
You betcha.
The show. You see, they're making a spinoff or something. It's not a spinoff.
An Australian one, isn't it?
It's called The Paper.
Oh, I didn't
know
like about
the
that.
Sales. No, they are sales. Oh, it's about. I think it's like. I pretty much think it's a ripoff, but so that people don't call it a ripoff, they say it's in the same universe, which just means it's on Earth.
Yeah.
And it's like a newspaper, like a fledgling.
Yeah,
fledgling,
I did hear about that. I didn't realize it was in the same universe. It is the same creators or something, isn't it?
So I think it's like in universe, in kayfabe, it's like the same documentary team or something similar.
Okay.
And this is that's their next venture. But I have a better idea.
Shit.
Let's make this Peacock. The WWE Network was better than Peacock.
Yeah, I think everybody
But
would
I feel
agree.
Like Peacock is better than whatever Netflix is going to turn into. And I know in all the other countries, everything WWE is on Netflix. But I just don't. Well, I didn't think Peacock would work, so I'll be wrong. And Peacock sucked at first, so maybe it'll get better. But this is what they need to do. So there's like WWE Unreal coming out, which is actually like a real show, even though it's called Unreal, which whatever. But I want them to do a show where it's the wrestlers and it's their lives traveling together and like backstage, but I want it shot in the style of The Office.
Okay, so like, I know what you mean.
So I want it to be
Like a
kayfabe.
mockumentary,
Yeah, I want a mockumentary. I want a
but not,
kayfabe
yeah,
mockumentary.
but not like Total Bellas, but more
No,
like
I love
a.
that though. I love Total Divas and Total Bellas.
But you want it to be like more of the Office style of like it to look like it's like a
The
fly on the wall
quirky
kind of,
aspects.
yeah.
Yeah.
Zooming in
Let's do
on
something like that. I
Cody
want,
Rhodes
yeah,
as he smirks.
I want Cody to look at the camera.
Yeah.
Or Brandy. I feel like Brandy would do that.
Yeah, that seems like a Brandy thing to do.
To look at the
Fucking,
camera.
you want to see the hijinks? That would be
Yeah, she'd
cool.
be
I'd
over here
watch that.
talking.
I'd check that
And then
out, I'll tell you that.
like yeah, The Rock shows up and he goes, "No, I'm doing what's best for you, Cody." And then Brandy goes,
Yeah, right. Ah, that would be good. That's a good
"Yeah."
idea.
So that's what yeah. I don't know who I have to get in touch with, but I would like to touch them.
Yeah, just go to www.peacock.com/ wrestling, and I think you'll find
Yeah,
the
I don't know
email
what to call
addresses
it.
you need.
So I guess you could help me with that because I don't know what to call it. Because so they did The Office, and now they're doing the paper. So this would be The Boys. Has anybody used that one yet?
No, I don't think so.
No? All right.
No, but what? Okay, it wouldn't be The Office. It would be the
I was
Road.
going to say
Because that's where this is taking place.
I guess so. The arena? Because the office is in the office, but then the paper is the paper.
You could just call it
So, like, one's.
backstage.
All right. W the backstage. WWE, the backstage.
There you go. Creamers, let
Creamer.
us know in the comments, would you watch WWE The Backstage?
Or
And
can do you have a better name?
yeah, do you have a
Because
better
we
name?
certainly don't. We
No,
certainly don't.
that's the best we can come up with. We did our best.
The kayfabe.
Okay. That's not bad.
Kayfabe Kings.
Everyone's coming
For the
I
Kayfabe
agree.
Kings.
I wish.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. We love you.
And we wish you
The
the
best.
best.
So they were doing a three-way. They're doing all these Money in the Bank qualifiers. They're all three ways because we certainly like those three ways.